Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Into our interview with Chris. Again, one of the best linemen in the NFL joins us here live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. Brother, you're a veteran. You've been a Pro Bowler, and it's like, man, there's guys like you and Bijan and Drake. I mean, when are we going to get you guys in the playoffs? How do you keep your chin up?
I think it's really the relationship aspect and the pride that we have in it and, like, wanting success in the organization. And I know it hasn't gone our way this year, and it hasn't, you know, in my time here. But, you know, every single year, you know, you pour everything into it. You pour everything into every day. And the results don't go your way, it's tough. But in the same sense, all you can do is keep fighting the next day. And that doesn't make it feel better. It doesn't make the record better. But that's the only approach. As a player, you can do. And then, you know, like you said, some of the other guys, Bijan, Drake. When you have guys like that who come in and are competitors like that every day, you have that environment where you got to show up for them because they deserve it because they're putting that in.
Look, I know you're not paying attention to this, but in our world, the media world, there's been a lot of made about the lack of variation in the run game at times. It's to do with the wide zone and everything. But in the last few weeks, notice you've pulled on some counter plays, all right?
Yeah, is that, you got Arch all excited on the radio broadcast.
Yeah, and I work with Mike Johnson, who I work with normally in the mornings, is a former offensive line. He played at Alabama and played here, and he gets really excited about that kind of stuff. Is that kind of a matchup thing, or is that maybe – the offense and the run game evolving as far as the scheme?
I think it's just a little bit of evolving in the sense, but I think right now we're a top 10 rushing team, and hopefully get to continue that. And you know, ideally we'd like to be number one if our unit had our way. But you just go in that, and there's different changeups, there's different things, there's different fronts that teams present. For instance, like the Jets had a couple of hard chargers up the field last week, and so we were able to get a trap, and Bijan was able to get, I think, right before the long drive, had a pretty good run.
Talking with Chris Lindstrom, guys, here live in studio. That's the thing. I mean, we've seen the success. It's an attitude. It's a mindset to get out there and just run. It's more fun to be a run blocker than a pass blocker. What's the biggest difference as Kirk has come back for you?
Kirk has done a really good job communicating. For us, the pocket is a little bit different. Just the, you know, Mike's a little bit deeper. Obviously, a little bit, he's going to move around. But in the same sense, Kirk, you know exactly where he's going to be. And so with that, you can move. You have to change your approach, but it's different. It's not, one's not better than the other, but it's just a little bit of a mindset difference in where those are.
A lot of times, Chris, it seems like you use quick jump sets to get guys like a Derrick Brown, right, for which unfortunately you get to see. Yep. Seemingly every time we play, he's right over you every time. But how do you adjust when teams walk up linebackers in the blitzing and kind of show those pressure sets with blitzes? How do you have to adjust with the way you pass protect?
Yeah, I think all of it starts with communication, and then situational awareness is the biggest one. And so if it's third down and those backers are walked up, you know, they're one of two things. They're going to run twist games or they're going to drop out into coverage. And so it's a little bit harder to be aggressive on that because, you know, you're expecting movement on those situations. First, second down, you can be a little bit more aggressive. And if they walk up on first, second down, you know, they're probably blitzing. And they're responsible for a gap. And so you kind of play the odds a little bit on that with that. But like you said, yeah, I try and it's a give and take, you know, self-awareness. Like, I'm not the biggest guy out there, but faster. So I try and take up the space in a lot of things. And then Coach Ledford's great in encouraging me to, you know, be aggressive in that. And so if we start the fight at the line of scrimmage, that gives me 7 more yards to get back to the quarterback than going backwards.
Even with the trades the Jets made, that's still a really – I mean, that's a physical bunch. I mean, there's a lot of physicality in the trenches. Mm-hmm. Cold, miserable, raw day up in New York. And now this week you get Seattle. We were talking about it with Coach. That's another physical front seven.
Yeah, I think Leonard Williams is probably one of the best three techniques in the NFL. And, you know, they have a lot of really good players. They play hard, playing within the scheme. And, you know, it shows on the tape, and you see that. And it could be, you know, probably the biggest challenge we've faced this week. And then, like you said, last week, a lot of veterans, like Harrison Phillips has been a guy, is a really good player. And, you know, they're constantly evolving in their staff. But, you know, very good front. And we were able to do a lot of great things. But obviously you got to be better at a couple of stuff to convert and do enough to win.
You know, the difference of the offense in Penix and with Cousins is y'all have gone way more under center, right, and less of the shotgun. How much, not just with that, with being under center, but how much different is it for you to pass protect for a guy like Cousins who maybe won't move as much but is going to be really quick to get the ball out at times? How much different is that for your mindset up front?
It's definitely different, and then it's different in the way that – the defense is going to attack the pocket, right? Like if you see Kyler Murray or even Michael's got a lot of athletic ability.
Right.
They can't really attack the interior of the pocket as much because, you know, if they flush them, you got to be responsible for the edge. And so you're just a little bit more aware of that, you know, when Kirk and, you know, it was the same thing when we had Matt, that they're going to try and attack the inside of the pocket, you know, try and push it into his lap because they know how good, like you said, like Kirk and those guys are progressing. And Mike is, too, a great pocket passer. It's just a little bit different in how those feel. And it's the same thing, like you said, with the change, like with cadence. It's all the same, but it's just the small little rhythmic differences. Mm.
All right, man, before we cut you loose, Chris Lindstrom's with us, guys. Falcons guard, Pro Bowl 3 times, one of the best guys in the league. I mean, you are. And we love chatting with you. And Carl and I had the conversation back in the day, 2019, drafted by Thomas Dimitroff. Mm-hmm. But let's talk, because signing day for all these high school kids, way different than it was for you 6 years ago, man. So, by the way, what would you have done with name, image, and likeness? How would you have bankrolled that in BC at Chestnut Hill?
The BC is definitely not this ACC. SCC.
And would you have still gone to BC?
Definitely. I was a home kid, and, you know, I know Wes was joking earlier, but...
you like Adazio?
Yeah, I do. And he... he took a risk on me. I was a 230-pound offensive lineman, and so he brought me in and was able to develop me, and so I was really a product of the system there, and really thankful for that. And so for the kids today making that decision, I know the environment's different with the money, the things like that, but the biggest thing is the relationships, and a lot of those kids aren't going to make it to the NFL, so I'm really glad that they're, you know, getting the financial success there. But for the ones who do have NFL careers, the relationships still, I feel like, that you have with your coach and your development will lead to success getting those second contracts in the NFL.
So you're telling us you wouldn't have jumped in the portal and said, hey, I can go make like $2 million here.
That's the thing. You could have come. Imagine you down in Georgia or any of these SEC campuses, the fun you'd have.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Chestnut.
I know. I probably would have squeezed BC for as much as they got. So I would have done it.
Adazio comes to you. All right, Lindstrom, we just talked to the owners of Revere Dog Park. We got a sponsorship.
It's funny though, because you did have a big alumnus that was making a lot of money in the NFL that maybe could have funded you some money before you came and blocked for him at Matt.
Yeah, exactly. Now that I'm on the other side, I'm like, he didn't have to. Yeah, Coach Adazio called me on my recruiting thing, and he offered me my end of my junior football season is like February. He calls me like 2 weeks later. He goes, nobody else has offered you. Why haven't you committed yet? And he just kept calling me every day. He's like,
where are you going to go? Holy Cross?
Yeah, exactly. He was just like, yeah, what do you do? What? There's nothing better. Come on. So that was my recruiting.
That's cool. A nice sales pitch.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
But I got to be honest, bro. I mean, when Carl and I talked about it, we've had this conversation with you before, not to blow smoke up your butt, but we're like, we're getting a big lineman, you know, a lineman from Boston College. We know this guy's going to be a plug and play. And that's what you've been. I mean, you got to feel great about, I mean, where are you at? Is this what you envisioned in the NFL, 3-time Pro Bowler?
One, the kind words really mean a lot. Seriously. Thank you guys. yeah, I mean, it's the stuff you dream about and you have the success. And I was able to have role models with Alex Mack and Jake and stuff, right. And they were able to help me. And Coach Ledford came into my career at the perfect time. And, you know, a product of the system being a wide zone guy, you know, it just fit and it clicked. And for that, I'll be forever grateful. And the organization has been so good to me that, you know, I want the success here as bad as anybody.
Speaking of Jake, you know, he has the ankle, and you've been playing banged up too, you're toughing it out. Does it give you a little extra something when a guy like Jake that's been over there and you know he's dealing with something and you're like, man, I'm not going to let him out-tough me?
Yeah, no, there's definitely a piece of that, because it's like you see what Jake's dealing with and then you go out there and you're like, oh, I'm not going to practice today. And you're like, oh, really? You're not going to go today? Like, Jake's out there like, all right. Like,
right.
And it's not even spoken like that, because Jake does it. And I think the part two, like, Jake comes to phase one of OTAs. Like, he might be the only guy who's been year 12 starter, right, who's been doing that. And I say this every time I get the chance. I think he's the most underrated professional.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Across the league in terms of not only his consistency of showing up every day, but his consistency in a performance playing at a high level at probably, you know, top five hardest position
right
in the NFL.
And again, and the pressure of going into the family business. Your dad's like the best, one of the best linemen to ever dress out, man. Well, Chris, best of luck against Seattle, man. We always appreciate your honesty and your time. Chris Lindstrom, guys, right inside the Ticketmaster Studios. Good luck on Sunday.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.